between the life we see and the world we dream, there are stories when they are told. Nightmares become imagination. So please.
Thomas, you aren't.
Hello to the guild. Keep your friends close to you on this one. Welcome to the Dim Light Anxiety Podcast. I am your host, Giggles, and I am just having fun every week telling spooky stories created by disturbed imaginations. From campy to, I can sense someone in the room, scary. I want to hear them all because your fucked up brains came up with them. Send all ghastly tales to dimlightanxiety@gmail.com. This story we have coming up today is one that fits perfectly for some things that I'm going through at work. A lot of my friends are moving on to better things, and I am so happy for them. But I kind of feel like everyone's disappearing. You will see the correlation better after you hear the story. I know people come and go in your life, and just because they're leaving for now doesn't mean they're leaving for good. Unless you are the narrator of this terror tale. Today's creature is written by the talented author returning from the first season. You can find them under the username BlueJade01 on Reddit. Not being heard is frustrating enough, but to have no one even remember what or who you are talking about, how do you fight that? Submitted for the approval to the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety, I call this story The Tale of Disappearing Friends. Titled, My Friends Keep Disappearing and No One Seems to Care. The first one to disappear was Rachel. She was the quiet one. Every group has one. The one who mostly listens, but man, when you get them angry, it's like a fiery explosion of molten lava. She was so quiet that when she went missing, it took a few days for us to realize. It wasn't uncommon for her not to participate in the group chat for days on end. We finally realized something was amiss when she didn't show up to our normal weekly hangout at the local mall. That's when we got really worried. We swung by her house and the whole group, Emma, Mattio, James, and myself. When we knocked on her door, we were greeted with a big smile by her mom.
Oh, hi there, kids. How are you today? Can I help you with something?
Mattio was the one who answered. He was our unofficial leader. Hi, Miss Miller. We're looking for Rachel. She hasn't answered our texts lately, and she didn't show up at our hangout today. So we got worried.
Oh, yes, yes. She's not here.
The cheery smile stayed plastered on her face. It was borderline creepy.
Where did she go?
Emma this time.
I don't know, but I know she's safe and that I shouldn't worry.
I saw Miss Miller's eyes glazed over for a second, a thin, cloudy film before she blinked it away and nodded firmly.
If that's all, I have a pie in the oven.
Before we could say anything else, the door shut in our faces. We exchanged confused looks with each other, not knowing what to do, so we just went home. What really could we do if her family wasn't even worried? A few weeks went by and no one talked about Rachel. No one besides the four of us. Her locker at school had been cleaned out by the time we returned on Monday. Like she had never been there. Anytime we asked someone about her, we were either ignored or brushed off until we stopped asking. They all got that cloudy look in their eyes when we mentioned her. When James disappeared next, it was the same. He was there one day at school, and the next his locker was completely cleaned out, and he never showed up. The last text he had sent to the group had been at 10 p.m. the night before, saying he was going to bed and would see us losers in the morning. We begged and pleaded to anyone who would listen, but everyone just got that look on their face and shut us out. Our parents, the police, everyone. 3 weeks later, I got a frantic call from Matteo at a little past 12. "Matteo, it's the middle of the night," I had mumbled grossly. "Please, please help me. Make it stop." Before I could say anything, he let out a blood-curdling scream before everything went silent. I booked it to his house and banged on the door so hard, I thought I would break skin. "Lily, what are you doing here so late?" Matteo's dad finally opened the door, still dressed in his PJs and wiping tears from his eyes. I pushed past him with a shove, rushing upstairs towards Matteo's room as fast as I could. I opened the door and stopped dead in my tracks. The room was completely empty of furniture. Where he once had posters of his favorite bands and magazines, centerfolds now were bare white walls. Everything gone. "Where is he?" I screamed at his father, who had caught up behind me, his eyes glazed over with that same white film. And he stood up to his full height, back straightening. "Go home, Lily." His voice was deep, much deeper than when I had talked to him before. It was almost inhuman. "It's already too late." Then his head jerked back and he opened his mouth wide as a huge black cloud of smoke roared out of his mouth and barreled straight towards me. I bolted. I ducked under the cloud and raced my way down the stairs and back into open air. I ran harder than I had ever before, sounds of maniacal laughter trailing me all the way home. Emma and I researched like crazy, but we found everything from demons to mythical monsters to aliens and had no way to pinpoint what we were dealing with. In an effort to stay safe, we would take turns sleeping at each other's houses. We couldn't be taken if we were always together, right? We were at my house the night she vanished. We watched a movie and spent some time talking before we went to bed. Emma was my very best friend, and the nightly sleepovers were pretty fun if you didn't think about why we were doing it. We certainly tried not to. Our parents didn't mind. Their eyes glazed over when we tried to tell them why, until they told us to just do whatever we want. We were more prepared this time. Each disappearance happened exactly 3 weeks apart, and it was just the two of us left. I made sure all the doors and windows were locked. We barricaded the bedroom door with my dresser just to make extra sure nothing could get in, stole some kitchen knives from downstairs and hid them under their pillows. We even lined the room with salt. When you don't know what to expect, you have to prepare for everything. It was 11 p.m. when the tapping started. It was soft at first, almost imperceptible, like the sound of rain pattering on the rooftop. But it wasn't raining. Gradually, it increased until the sound crescendoed all around us. Emma and I exchanged frightened looks and gripped each other tight. The walls rattled with the force of the tapping. We couldn't pinpoint exactly where it came. It seemed to come from everywhere and nowhere all at the same time. It continued on like that for an hour. We almost sobbed in relief when it stopped.
Do you think it's over?
Emma's voice wavered.
I don't know,
I replied honestly. Had the salt really worked?
I hope so.
We sat in silence for hours, huddling against each other and watching the room for any signs. Nothing moved, nothing breathed. I strained my ears, listening for even the slightest noise. But there was none. I'd just begun to relax when the tapping started again. This time it was instantly loud. The force so strong I saw the door rattle. The banging and tapping continued so loud I could barely hear myself think. I looked at Emma and saw she was screaming and covering her ears. But I couldn't hear her. I couldn't hear anything. Then everything went dark. I don't know what happened. The last thing I remember was seeing Emma's terrified face. And then I was waking up the next morning. Emma was gone. The room looked the same. My dresser was back in its normal position in the corner of my room, and my bedroom door was wide open. Emma's backpack that she brought with her was gone. Everything Emma had ever left in my room was gone. The pictures we had taken together, the stuffed animals she had given me when we were kids, all gone. As if she had never existed. What is it? I have to know. Especially since now that I've heard the story. Am I next? People's eyes have glazed over anytime I talk my whole life. Just kidding. I love how terrifying the story is. How can you fight when you can't see and have no idea what it is? Oh, this story is going to keep me up at night for sure. Well, you heard it too. What do you think? Is it scary enough? Or better question, can you do better? Can you scare the laughter out of me? Now for the details. If you want to be a more active part of the guild, just visit the website. There you can find all the recordings, links to the guild's social media accounts, and even a direct email to submit your scary tales. Oh, what's the website, you ask? The anticipation has you on the edge of your seat. Well, that's easy. Just the name of the podcast with a .com at the end. That's dimlightanxiety.com. I am so glad you guys are here with me today. My roommate has abandoned me to go visit his family. And the apartment creaked at night, even when no one was moving. Honestly, I always blame that on him. But Lack of sleep due to strange noises makes me very anxious while reading these amazing creatures. If you too feel that these nightmares were not wasted, please leave a 5-star review on Apple, Spotify, Google, Anchor, or any platform that you use to listen to today's episode. It really, really helps get the word out there about these awesome writers scaring us every week. So, for the author of our nightmares this week, let's give one more shout out to the writer you can find on Reddit with the username BlueJade01. Returning from last season to scare us again, check out their previous episode, The Tale of April's Roommate. Now, you have waited patiently enough. Here is the final bite of today's story. Enjoy, if you dare. It's been almost 3 weeks since then, and no one believes me. Anytime I mention one of my friends, no one knows who I'm talking about. I tried asking Miss Miller about Rachel again, and she gave me the blank, glazed look and moved on. They're forgetting about us entirely. In a few days, I'll be next. Everywhere I go, people have the milky eyes. Their gaze follows me, watching me. Last night, when I was sleeping, I could have sworn I heard light tapping on my window, just like the pitter-patter of rain. I won't let it happen to me. I won't. I declare this meeting of the Guild with Dim Light Anxiety closed. Be sure to hug your friends this week. Until we meet again, creep it real.
This podcast does not condone any physical harm on yourself or others. These are fictional stories intended only for entertainment.